Download strength, wisdom, and judgment to North America. Good evening. I'm Fred Tighe, and today is December the 17th, 2024. It's good to have you all here for this meditation. This is a meditation to download fifth dimensional energy for strength, wisdom, and judgment for North America's leadership and cleanse the chemtrails over North America. It was adopted from the April 16, 2024 meditation with Giuliano as channeled by David K. Miller. This meditation is protected under the copyright of David K. Miller. Before we begin, please take three deep breaths. And as you exhale slowly, go into a state of spiritual relaxation. Now, release your ego attachments, your critical mind, and merge energetically with the Arcturians and your fellow starseed planetary healers that are working together with us today. We will go into silence. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to fill and coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Take a moment to receive and feel this light shaping and strengthening your cosmic egg. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. It is hard to maintain an awareness that the planet is in the middle of the sixth mass extinction. Most of you have seen images of the fifth mass extinction, which occurred 65 million years ago, which began when a meteorite struck the Yucatan Peninsula, creating upheavals, blocking sunlight, and eventually killing 90% of this plant and animal life on the planet. For this reason, it was called a mass extinction event. When Giuliano, as a galactic anthropologist, looks at the Earth now, he sees a lot of similarities to that mass extinction event. So today we ask, how does a mass extinction event affect the planetary thought processes of leaders? How does it affect us as starseeds, and how does it affect our moods? Perhaps it is what is different this time is that you would have a hard time identifying a single event that is causing this mass extinction. Before, there was a meteor striking an area, causing an upheaval, similar to a volcanic eruption. And it might be difficult for you to say, well, this one incident is the beginning of the mass extinction. Yet this mass extinction event is different than the other five that have occurred throughout the history of Gaia. And the main difference is that the event now is being caused by one species. It is being caused by humanity. The mass extinction is being caused by an accumulation of different technological disturbances that are related to military confrontations, chemical imbalances that are expressed through the chemtrails, poor decision-making, and the cloudiness in the thought processes of the world leaders. There is also the reason that in this mass extinction event, there was a lack of clarity in thinking, and each of you may have personally experienced the difficulty in attaining a clarity of thought. This is why we come together as planetary healers, because we want to focus our thought processes, we want to clear our intentions, and we want to remove any lower vibrations that would cloud our abilities to be planetary healers. Today in our work, we're going to focus on raising the wisdom, strength, and judgment of the leaders of North America. We want to focus on clearing unwanted reactions such as chemicals that may be polluting the atmosphere. But more importantly, we want to cleanse our minds. We want to remove any negative thoughts that might be polluting our minds, because our minds are very sensitive. We are electromagnetic energy beings of light, and we need clarity. We need clarity and freedom from chemical pollution and electromagnetic debris. We need to focus on bringing down the higher fifth dimensional light and energy, because it is that fifth dimensional light and energy that will provide the ultimate planetary healing for the ultimate healing and the ultimate solution for this mass extinction event lies in our connections with and the downloading of fifth dimensional higher energy. Let us take three deep breaths and go into an even deeper state of spiritual relaxation and expand your resonance with the fifth dimension. Yourself place a golden protective light, a bubble of light around your aura, so that you feel protection, clarity, and an increase in your ability of higher spiritual concentration as we work together. Become aware of your aura that is in the shape of the cosmic egg. Feel an increase in the pulsing and vibration of your aura. Oh. Oh. Your spirit body awakens to this higher frequency of light. Giuliano sends down a corridor of light from the starship Athena to each of your rooms, where you are now meditating with him. We are connected energetically. We are connected spiritually. We are connected with our minds, and Giuliano is helping you connect with the fifth dimension, for he carries a fifth dimensional energetic connection for all the star seeds who are working with him now. Your spirit body rises up through your crown chakra and enters the corridor that Giuliano has sent down over you in your room. Your physical body remains in a state of deep relaxation, protected by the golden bubble of light that has been established around you. And your spirit body now travels, bilocates directly through the corridor to the starship Athena, which is over the North Pole of planet Earth. alive, feeling energized, open and excited as you enter the portal, the transformational portal of the starship Athena that allows you to decompress and be in the fifth dimensional starship. You walk down the hallway to the Gaia Planetary Healing Room, and as you enter, you see the beautiful holographic image of North America, and of course, of the entire planet. There are other Arcturian guides and teachers in the room sitting around the circle. Take a seat and look lovingly at North America, at Mexico, Canada, and the United States. There are three beautiful Arcturian etheric crystals in North America. One is in Mount Shasta. One is in Lake Moraine, California. And one is in Copper Canyon, Mexico. Giuliano calls on these etheric crystals to rise up in the holographic image, rise up in the holographic image of planet Earth that you see in front of you. The Mount Shasta crystal will stand and emit strength. The crystal of Lake Moraine will emit judgment, and the crystal at Copper Canyon will emit wisdom. These are vibrational energies that are going to fill North America, and we are going to send these energies to the leaders of North America. We need them to make decisions based on wisdom, strength, and divine judgment now. See the words appear in a golden tablet, on a golden tablet above the holographic image of North America. Higher wisdom, higher judgment, higher strength. These are vibrational energies that we are going to send down to the leaders of North America. We will go into meditation now for several minutes and send these vibrational words and the sounds of these words to each leader that you think and know needs this higher download. We will be in silence. Strength, wisdom, and judgment are combined in the spiritual energetic sphere of vibratory light. Together hold these three spheres, we scan the energy fields of North America. We see energetic attachments of darker beings. Some call these darker beings reptilian beings that are negatively attached to various people and various institutions. Giuliano from the light of the starship sends a laser cleansing beam of light through the auric energy field of North America, loosening and removing any reptilian influences that are creating negative outcomes. The judgment, strength, and wisdom of this laser light is rapidly, at quantum speeds, loosening all the reptilian attachments and discharging them from the auric energy field of North America. Let us hold this thought with Giuliano for 1 minute as he continues this laser-like discharge. a huge discharge, vaporization, and removal of reptilian-like energy attachments is being pushed away from North America. In our last scan of North America, we are going to bring a wave of fresh, cleansing air through all of North America, removing any chemical pollutants in the air, some of which are known as chemtrails, which are especially over the eastern part of the United States. Visualize now the cleansing movement of higher quantum air going through North America, removing all chemical debris, all chemical pollution, especially known as chemical trails from the airways now. The huge debris of reptilian attachments, of chemical debris and other negativity is being released now. A new clarity of light settles over North America. All this clarity of thought, the clarity of air, and the clarity of wisdom, strength, and judgment. We will be in silence again for one more minute. Ata Gibur Violam Vahen. Let the cleansing continue and hold the clarity of strength, wisdom, and judgment, and the fifth dimensional energies that come with this download into North America today. It is time to leave the Gaia Planetary Healing Room. Stand up and take a deep breath that will fill your spirit body with this higher light and energy, for you will bring it back with you into your physical being. You will be carriers of this energy. You will be manifesting it and holding it. Walk out of the room, down the hallway, and come to the portal which you originally came through. Enter that portal, carrying with you this higher energy, and travel at the speed of thought through the portal, through the corridor, back into the room from which you came. You arrive at a place 6 feet above your physical body. You have brought back a tremendous amount of higher light and energy. And you must contract it in order to bring it into your physical body. Do so now and re-enter in perfect alignment. Feel the rejuvenation and higher light that you brought back and are carrying with you now. Arcturian blessings and Omega light to all of you for your much-needed work today.
No, thank you, Fred.
Thank you. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.